What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Mark Fiorentino, self-taught metaphysician, author of Master of Reality. All right, Mark, let's get into the unified field theory. Off the top, I was in my very basic way trying to explain the unified field theory. I said, imagine playing with different toys. You have a soccer ball, a remote controlled car, and a magnet, and each toy seems to follow its own set of rules. The soccer ball rolls and it bounces. That's gravity and motion. You've got a remote controlled car that moves with electricity. And then you've got a magnet that sticks to certain metals. So if you could find a single set of rules or instructions that explains how to play with all these toys, that's what Einstein was after, but for the entire universe's forces. That's a very rudimentary explanation. You give me a better one.
Well, there's a simple explanation, and I'll go into a little more detail. Electromagnetism and gravity emerge as aspects of a single fundamental field. That's the very basic unified field theory. And really what that means is I deconstructed electromagnetism into the primary forces, and I've defined three primary forces: the electrostatic field, the magnetic field, and the gravitational field. These are three different types of bending of space. In my theory, those are the forces, bendings of a quasi-elastic solid. So all three of the primary fields, which are the electric, magnetic, and gravitation, are in fact part of the same unified structure, which is the ether. So Einstein believed in the ether all the way up until just before 1905. And then the Michelson-Morley experiment threw everybody for a loop, and the ether was abandoned, but not entirely by Einstein, because he kept using that model to make equations for both special and general relativity, in particular general relativity. But that's the unified field theory, just trying to find the relationship, how the magnetic force and the electrostatic force are related and create a gravitational field. And that's what I worked on and worked out in my book and in the paper that I put on the internet at ResearchGate. That problem is solved by using a mathematical formula that's basically the moment of inertia. And I calculated the rate of motion of the quarks inside neutrons and protons, and was able to use that further calculation to calculate their masses, add them together, and it wound up being the exact amount of what we measure for the neutron and the proton. So that's the connection, finding a connection from gravity to the electrostatic and magnetic field. There is a definite connection. The motion of electromagnetic fields, this is an interesting story. When I was writing the book, it was raining one day. It was raining pretty hard, and I came up with the best sentence that I could think of, basically saying that gravity is caused by the accelerated motion of unbalanced fundamental charges. I remember writing that sentence and then hitting the period button. And as soon as I did that, there was this huge crack of thunder, and I got some chills, and I said, wow, this is right. I got it. This is very important piece of information right here.
And, how did you describe space as a quasi-electric solid? Is that the term you used?
Quasi-elastic solid.
Oh, elastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a material, the only thing that really exists physically. Everything is made from it. So all the particles, matter and energy particles, are configurations of that medium. They're little tiny wave particle fields that are electrostatic. All particles have an electrostatic charge of some manner, and that charge moves. So when that happens, since it's either clockwise or counterclockwise, it rotates and causes the magnetic field to emerge. So the magnetic field is a secondary force along with gravity, which is another emerging force. It doesn't happen until those particles move in an accelerated manner. So that's the connection. That's what Einstein was looking for. Einstein argued that if one believed wholeheartedly in the basic idea of a field theory, matter should enter not as an interloper, but as an honest part of the field itself. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what's true in this universe, in this reality. These particles moving within the ether cause magnetism and cause the gravitational field. It's all interconnected now. That's in my book, and it certainly is in that paper. And now I'm moving on from that discovery to another vitally important discovery, which is the cause of particle motion. That's what I'm just about to complete right now. I have the equations that describe particle motion.
Okay, so space, we tend to think of space as just being empty, the void. You're saying it has a physical property. It's a quasi-elastic solid. If it's what I'm thinking of that word, I'm focusing on that word elastic, because we can stretch an elastic. It'll snap back, it'll contract, it'll expand, we can bend it, we can, yes. That means space can be stretched and contract.
You're doing a good job. Quasi means that when you put a field, a force, like a magnetic field, out into space, let's say, and you hold the magnet there, space snaps into that shape. When you remove the magnet, snaps back to a flat Euclidean geometry. That's quasi. Elastic means it can be bent, deformed in little positions. Not really, the space is not really in motion at all. It's absolutely stationary. But you can bend it, pull it, contract it, twist it, stretch it. And solid. Solid just means that which is continuous. It has no parts. It is one continuous medium. And there's evidence that that's true. Space has measurable properties of permittivity and permeability. You could take the meters out into the deepest space out there, and you can measure its permeability and permittivity and permeability. If space were made of nothing at all, it wouldn't have any value, any number that could be measured, because it doesn't exist. And there's no evidence that it doesn't exist. Every time we check it, it's there. It takes light so much time to get from the sun to the earth because it has to traverse within a medium. If that medium were made of nothing, distance equals rate times time, we solve for time, it would take zero time to traverse the distance from the sun to the earth because we're saying that space is equal to nothing. But that's not true. It takes about 8.5 minutes. More evidence that space is a something. I can go on and on with Maxwell's equations. There's so much evidence that it's this thing, and it's really the only thing there is that makes up this entire physical universe.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Well, given that space is a quasi-elastic solid, what does that mean in terms of anti-gravity?
Well, that's why I worked on the cause of particle motion. After I wrote the book, I decided that I wasn't done yet. I needed to solve the anti-gravity problem and bring that into the unified field theory, because obviously it exists. We've got video from the military of these crafts that are not using jets, they're not using rockets, they're not using any traditional, you know, airplane wings or anything like that to fly. They're using a spatial bias field, which has either got to be electrostatic in nature or magnetic, high magnetics, high electrostatic fields. This is the only way that these things could be doing what they're doing. So I knew I had, Einstein never really considered anti-gravity that much. Nobody in that time really thought about it. But it's obviously part of the unified field theory because it's a force that exists. We just got to learn how to make it. So I started to study the cause of particle motion because I saw that's important. And I thought to myself, Einstein must have thought of this too. So I began reading through all his unified field theory papers, looking for the words that say that he was working on particle motion. And you know what? I found it. Unified field theory based on Riemannian metrics and distance parallelism year 1930 and also 1925. The last two sentences in that paper say, nevertheless, I'm still far away from claiming the physical validity of the equations I derived. The reason for that is that I did not succeed in deriving equations of motion for particles yet. He had the same idea. And as he said, nothing happens unless something moves, and that's an incredibly deep statement. The universe goes dark if all particles stop moving. It's a fundamental law that had to be figured out, and I solved it on October the 2nd, 2023. That was the day I found the constants equation, so I was able to work out how photons move, and that's what this paper is all about, which reveals the thing called the slip wave. The slip wave is what particles use to move. It's also the same method that I'm sure of that UFOs, ETs, it's an entry-level technology that allows spaceships to break the light speed barrier and use anti-gravity along with gravity too, which is going to be a new discovery.
The slip wave spatial bias drive. Okay, can you explain that in real simple terms?
Well, what I've discovered with this particle motion formalization is that you need a dipole. And what's a dipole? A dipole, north and south magnetic pole, that's a dipole. Positive and negative poles of electric voltage and current in power supplies and such. These are dipoles. When you make incredibly strong fields, a gravitational field, a linear gravitational field, emerges from the north and the south pole of, let's say, the magnets. It's the easier one to talk about. But it takes an incredibly powerful magnet to do that. And this is what's been reported from people who are studying UFOs and from the Air Force. They used to bring magnetometers to measure the magnetic fields. And they knew that some of the UFOs were using high magnetics, whereas other devices, other UFOs were using electrogravitic, like the Mark McClandish flux liner. And so there's two methods, and those were clues that I used to develop the theory of the slip wave. So when you build this strong slip field, you surround your spaceship with it, and it forms a cardioid shape. And what I discovered is the north pole of the magnet, actually the lines of force are going opposite of what they are depicted on in the textbooks. They made a mistake. And how do I know that? Because the experiments that I did in my little lab in the garage indicated that when the north pole or positive pole is up, the device that's emitting that voltage or that magnetic field is lighter. And when I flip it, it measures, it weighs more. I've done this three times now. I'm on to my fourth experiment. Now, I can't absolutely eliminate the possibility that the magnetic fields are interacting with the Earth's magnetic field, so I've devised a new experiment where I could cancel that field and then try it again. But this is what got me to realize that anti-gravity comes from dipole fields, strong ones, and it's a gravitational field at the front and an anti-gravity field at the back, but it's linear. It's a straight line going through the center of the x-axis of the field. Excuse me.
So do you have things levitating small objects in your garage? I mean, have you achieved anti-gravity?
I haven't, because I'm afraid of the power that's needed. I cannot get enough power to do the magnetics ones. All I could do is hope at low magnetics I can measure the phenomena and get some data points. I have a much better chance. We, as a race of human beings, has a much better chance if we use the electrogravitic model, because that doesn't require the huge amounts of current flow. You just need very high voltages, which is something we're pretty good at, you know, being able to develop those kinds of circuitry. And, you know, that scares me a little bit to do that, too, so I haven't gotten into that. But I would like to say, if you're a person that knows how to design high-voltage capacitors, contact me, because I have an idea for an experiment, and this experiment can put us over the top.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.